Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, always excited to feature new artists and new music on the show. And we have another artist for you joining me right now via Skype audio from Los Angeles. I believe she's checking in from the West Coast. Her name is Syra. Am I correct with that? You're checking in from LA right now?
Yep, I'm in Hollywood right now in my dining room.
What part of Hollywood do you live in?
I live in the part... Wait, can I say anything I want? There's like super pretty and I live right on that block.
West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey. It's actually East Hollywood that has the pretty that has the cute gay boys on the West Hollywood side of things.
Okay.
If you ever come out here, I'll put you up on game.
Usually when I do go out there, Syra, to cover like an award show or something, I stay in West Hollywood. I stay at La Park usually.
Oh, hey. I love that place.
Very cool spot. So good stuff. Well, thank you for making some time here. Now, obviously, I'm not going to lie, you first got on my radar, and I would imagine other people's radars as well, with this Skrillex track, Bangarang. How did it come about?
Me and Skrillex has been one of my best friends for probably like 6 years, so we've had a few songs together. The first one, I was actually writing my own stuff. We all live downtown, and it's like artist love, and I was writing my own song, and he's like, oh, can you wrap that into my laptop? And I was like, yeah, word. So that was our song, Weekends, and then Bangarang, he called me. He was on tour somewhere and he was like, hey, can you record 16 bars and send it to me? I was like, you want me to go to my studio? He's like, no, do it right now. So I recorded it in my bed and yeah.
With the whole kind of like dubstep sound, it's all very distorted anyways, but he had to do something to make it sound like it didn't come right from your bed, right? Or no?
I mean, he does a lot of things. There's only like 3 people I really like recording or doing things with because I trust what'll come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely put some effects and did some stuff and some compression, but you can actually hear it, the birds chirping in the background.
Wow.
It's somewhat mortifying to me because I'm like, oh my God.
Did you have any idea what exactly you were recording it for and then how big the song would be?
No idea. Not.
So was it after the fact that you were like, oh man, I should have put maybe a little more time into that?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, oh, ow, okay.
But it's one of those things too where you can't be mad at Skrillex, obviously, for that.
No, not at all. And the truth is, honestly, is that we've been friends and just making art and whatever for so long, it doesn't really matter. Like, the cool thing about the crew and everybody is that it's all just really organic.
Absolutely. Syra's here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Okay, so let's talk about some music that you've just put out on your own. You just dropped this mixtape called Cults, and obviously the mixtape game is something for any MC or artist on the come up. It's almost a necessity now, right?
I feel like it's always been a necessity. Plus, like, a lot of my favorite records were actually mixtapes, like Sound Bombing, you know, things like that, Ruckus Records. They would drop mixtapes, and it was, like, the jump off. I get really weird about putting things out, and I'd actually done a record. I was making more, like, pop-esque music, I guess. I had made a record, like, 2 years ago. I wasn't gonna make a mixtape. I mean, I've done a lot of mixtapes songs. I'm probably on a lot of stuff that people have unfortunately found on the internet, but this is my first like official mixtape.
I guess maybe the biggest of those like pop songs that you put out was Double Yellow Lines, probably, right?
Yeah, that was the only one we really put out. I mean, it's weird because people are like, oh, selling out, oh, blah, blah, blah. I just made all that stuff with my producer, Mighty Mike, and we just kind of, and like Where Do We Go and all these other like kind of pop songs in a closet. I just wanted to make a different genre of music, and so it wasn't like really conforming to any one which way. And that's why like the mixtape came out and it was harder, and that's why the Skrillex stuff is even harder, because I'm all of that.
It's Syra here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So where do you see your career as an MC going now? Because obviously in this day and age, it is feasible. You could make a career doing mixtapes and then obviously having a tour and maybe like sell merch and stuff as well, but it's completely feasible. Do you see yourself going that route, or would you actually try to do like the big label thing?
Honestly, Ralphie, I've been touring for about 7 years. I've done shows with like Wu-Tang, KRS, Dilated People. So I'm kind of at a point where, like, I don't know. I want to always maintain artistic integrity, whatever that means to me. It's good. It's a good time for me right now because I've been rapping far before it was cool to rap as a small white girl. But now it's like the in thing. And, you know, I definitely feel like I could hold it down for myself since I've been doing it when it wasn't really so widely appreciated. So the next step for me is really, I've been meeting with people doing things, but it's all talk until it's real, and I don't need anybody to do anything for me, but, you know, merging with a label or something like that would be a really good, you know, I'm tired. I just want to rap.
Well, again, the mixtape is available. available right now online. It's called Cult. Syrah is the name of the MC, and I appreciate you again making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Ralphie.